You should check with your advisor, I guess I should use the word, and just find out if you didn't actually take any money out. I know some of my accounts, we take out money every month from their TFSA, and now at this time of the year, we can add that money back in.
Why did they bring on the TFSA? Just to allow, to encourage people to save? Was that what the idea was there?
Well, there was Dennis, there was a bit of a push from the industry to have another platform, for one. And, I think eventually, probably the goal is to sort of transition the RRSPs out and just use the tax-free savings account. From the government standpoint, they're getting their tax dollars today rather than with the RRSP. They're having them deferred for, in some cases, 30 or 40 years.
You can, on your income tax, take the RRSPs and the TSA. Can they both be applied on the same for 1 year, just for one annual, can you grab both to knock down your gross income before you're figuring them?
Good question, Dennis. Actually, it's just the RRSP that you can use to lower your gross income. So the tax-free savings account, it's just basically money that you've already paid tax on, and you invest it with whatever financial institution. So there's no break on your taxes.
There isn't. Okay. That was just a way to put money aside and then not pay taxes again. Okay.
Yeah, the one thing about the tax-free savings account is whatever growth you have on your principal in your tax-free savings account is tax-free. So that income that I'm talking about is tax-free income. And a lot of people should look at this tax-free savings account not like a savings account. It's an investment account. And, look at it like, what I say is like a tax-free pension. So, this year, if you're fully contributed and qualified from 2008, I believe, you can get 36.5 into that. For husband and wife, you're up to, $73,000. And if that's invested at 6%, you're going to get right around $400 a month tax-free into the household.
I jumped on that right away when it first came out because I thought the same thing.
Yeah.
That's good. That helps me too. Anyway, Alan, I hope that helps you out again on asking how much money can he put into his TSFA this year. Rick, this is on the timeline again. When should a person apply for their CPP? And this is at age 60 or 65. I'm asking this. This is just coming off the top of my head too. But I was reading about this and trying to figure this out. More about, not so much about applying. When we take it out after, we're going to get charged. This is why I'm asking that 5 minute, the 5 year timeline means a whole lot of difference to that or not.
Yeah, you bet, Dennis. There's a couple of things there a person should think about, and it's a very relevant question. Typically, I would say what I look for somebody talking about taking it out at 60 would be, how's their health? If they got any kind of health issues? I think the break even is around 84. So by taking a lesser amount at 60, you're break even about 84. If you've got health issues, it might make sense to take it early. If you've got, pension funds and RRSPs that are going to provide you with retirement income, and all of a sudden, by leaving it, you're going to have a higher amount, it might make sense to take your CPP early as well, just because it may keep you in a lower tax bracket when your pensions and your when your RRSP turning into a RIF come into play.
Interesting. Good. Thank you. Just to catch up on that one, people plan for retirement very, very early. And of course, the earlier they plan for retirement, a little bit better. And jump on that as quickly as they can. We're 3/4 through the show here. Arlene, we're going to come back with your question here in just a moment. We're going to take a quick break. Raina Dawn's going to jump in.
When it's time to get serious about how to invest, your first step should be a visit to Rick David at IPC Securities in Penticton's City Center building. The first thing Rick does is discuss and define your specific financial goals and needs. That first session will last about half an hour and won't be intimidating. Together, you'll create a plan that allocates capital and is inexpensive to operate. The final design will consist of investment solutions that will help you reach your financial goals for the short and the long term. In our modern age of high-speed technology, it's not hard to keep track of business transactions happening anywhere in the world. With daily fluctuations and, more importantly, what that means for your investments, it just makes good sense to have sound professional advice. Get the long and short of it with someone who's close by and knows the local market just as much as the international one. Rick David is just a phone call or email away. Set up an appointment, IPC Securities Corporation in Penticton. Rick David, your investment advisor in the 200 block of downtown Penticton, second floor of the City Center building.
IPC Securities Corporation is a member of the Canadian Investors Protection Fund. Rick, off that, you know, the CPP 60 or 65, when you're breaking down for us, it's the first thing you mentioned with was health. I guess it has a lot to do with any financial planning, really. Our health is everything.
Absolutely.
Yeah, just, they always say it, but it's so true, isn't it?
Yeah, it sure is. And you know, like that's... That's a question I ask this time of year to every client. You know, has there been any changes in your health or in the last year, you or anyone in your family? Because, you know, if they're going to have, you know, a bit of time off work or whatever that might be, they're going to need to probably have access to some of this monies that they've saved and invested. So it's a very relevant question.
Yeah, I want to get into this on another show, but just about term insurance and buying life insurance that actually gains you a little bit of money. We'll talk about that another time. We'll catch up with Arlene because she's waiting here. Arlene in Penticton, are interest rates going to go up this year? Okay, we're following interest rates already, but yes.
Yeah, right. No, Dennis, that's another question that you're getting. You know, and the Bank of Canada did give some guidance that, you know, that interest rates likely go up this year. And what I'm seeing actually is the exact opposite. We're seeing bond yields get tighter and tighter. So, you know, the Canadian 10-year rate, I believe, was like about 1.69. Which is a little unbelievable. It, you know, the Canadian government borrows money for 10 years at 1.69%. In the U.S., it's not much different at 1.97 or something, I believe it was on Friday. So, yeah, I imagine interest rates will likely go up at some point. But again, you know, for the short term here, we're seeing low rates. And, you know, it gets back to that deflation question as well, you know. If there's absolutely very little growth in the world economy, then there's not the demand to push prices higher, and that's basically it.
It seems with so much instability in the world outside the financial market, just with terrorist attacks and some of the other things that are happening out there, it makes people reluctant to invest, or I don't know, maybe it goes the other way. And again, this goes back to health and well-being where you're at. You know, do I keep this money hanging around, or what the heck, if the world's going to take a twist, use it and enjoy it. There's so much of this goes into your financial planning again, doesn't it?
Well, Dennis, you know, when it comes to, you know, like you mentioned, terrorist attacks and all these type of things, and obviously, you know, you don't want to see any of that type of thing going on, but, you know, from the financial side of it, if, you know, those types of events have been going on for years and years and years, and they'll go on in the future for years and years. The ones that I worry about are financial default. And so if we're not seeing any sort of concern of financial default, my advice there is just invest. And, you know, these things tend to blow over. I mean, it wasn't how many years ago and we were hearing about, you know, Al-Qaeda. Now it's ISIS. And who knows what it'll be in a year, year and a half. It's basically... financial default is what I concern myself with. So whether it's on a sovereign wealth or something, you know, like a large bank like what we've seen in 2008 with both Bear Stearns, Lehman Brothers, and AIG.
Interesting. How did Germany get up there like they did? It's so interesting watching Europe after, you know, basically having to come all the way back from a Second World War. Is it just good financial discipline? I don't think Angela Merkel gets all the credit for it, but it's amazing how they've turned it right around.
Well, part of it, you know, they've got a strong manufacturing sector, and you know, they build good products. So, but there is a lot of discipline across the northern part of Europe, and if you even meet people from that part of the world, you find that out very, very quickly. So that's part of it too, I guess, just the way that folks are wired.
You're open early in the mornings for people that want to make appointments then?
Absolutely, Dennis. Usually, you know, I'm in there right around a little before 6, but they can give me a call. And about the only time I can't take calls is when I'm on your morning radio show.
Yeah, Rick David does the morning business report on Soul Country. That wraps up our show here for today. We do this on Sundays at 8:10 in the morning and 8:10 in the evening. The opinions and commentary are solely that of Rick David and not that of IPC Securities Corporation. Listeners are advised to talk to their own financial advisor for their own financial advice. Remember, IPC Securities Corporation is a member of the Canadian Investors Protection Fund. And if you want to drop down and see Rick, he's in downtown Penticton in the city center building, the old Zellers building, second floor, in the city center building downtown Penticton.